It's Marketplace Tech for Tuesday the 5th. I'm David Brancaccio in New York. Who is tech? It's a question we'll be asking regularly as we explore diversity in the tech world. Last November, a guy posts a blunt question. Quote, why are there so few lady game creators? This spawned a big response under the Twitter hashtag OneReasonWhy. Here's one from just the other day. A post about a 7-year-old girl in Philadelphia who created a mobile game app, but organizers asked her to prove it was her work after assuming her brother did it. She proved it no problem, but would a boy have been asked? Veteran video game writer Rihanna Pratchett.
Well, I was contributing to the One Reason Why hashtag with a few of my industry experiences. As I was typing away and hit tweet, I suddenly thought, yeah, but who are we helping with this?
As part of our focus on women in tech this week, we reached Pratchett in London via Skype. She's just finished an overhaul of the Tomb Raider game, where she set out to bring depth to the famous protagonist, Lara Croft. Pratchett worried about hashtag horror stories scaring off people who might want to break into her industry. So she started a supplemental discussion, hashtag One Reason to Be, that is, reasons for women to be in the video game industry.
The negative kind of came first, and that garnered a lot of attention because it's better for spinning news stories, right? And you know, the good stuff doesn't make the headlines. So it was important for me to balance out that negativity because it can be easy to get lost in that kind of thing.
The danger, right, is that it becomes a bit Pollyanna if you're just talking about the positive aspects of the industry. I think you wanted this to be a forum where you could also talk about the route forward.
Oh, absolutely. It's important to shine the light on in these dark areas and show what women have been going through. My own experience with sexism has been fairly limited. It was more like attitudes towards female players. It's still regularly assumed that the player will be male. And so in development circles, the player is always referred to as he. When in fact, you know, the stats for women playing games are growing to the point where they're actually overtaking men. Also, when it came to female characters in games, also trying to encourage developers to get away from the sort of ridiculous outfits and the kind of, you know, either revealing lots of cleavage or midriff and trying to dress female characters for what they're actually doing in the game.
So I should have asked you, you know, One Reason to Be, what's one of your answers to that?
I've got to work on, you know, a twisted fantasy comedy game, and you know, I've got to reinvent the most famous female gaming icon of all time, and I've worked on a near sci-fi futuristic game, and a Norse mythology game. And it's just there's probably no other industry where I get to work on such diverse projects and get to sort of help and shape the experience and the journey for the player.
Rihanna Pratchett, writer on the new version of the video game Tomb Raider, which comes out today.
Marketplace Tech is supported by Delta Airlines, now offering the Booking on the Fly Delta app. You can download the app to book on the go. Delta, keep climbing.
And before we go, video surveillance footage from England shows a guy dressed as Batman bringing into a police station a suspect wanted for fraud. West Yorkshire police say Mr. Batman, or whatever his name was, then disappeared under the cloak of night. Bruce Wayne there might need to hit the Stairmaster since the video shows quite a belly in place of the trademark six-pack abs. I'm David Brancaccio, and that's Marketplace Tech from APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.